This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
This was my identity.
Nobody talks about how freaking hard it is to be a dentist. What most people talk about is how this affects the patient. What nobody talks about is how this affects us. Dentistry is ready for this. Now is really the time. Welcome to Wellness in Dentistry. I am one of your hosts, Dr. Kyle Stanley. I'm a dentist, tech entrepreneur, speaker, and researcher, and I'm joined by my very good friend and your co-host, Dr. Martin Mendelson. Martin is a disabled dentist, coach, speaker, and author, and his first book, One Move Makes All the Difference, is available for pre-order wherever books are sold and will come on the market in early December. And together, Martin and I have helped thousands of dental professionals pursue wellness in dentistry. Now, today we are going to be talking about a very important topic, and that is social media. You know, dentistry is ripe for social media, I think, especially social media like Instagram, because it's very visual. You know, you can look at margins, you can look at incisal edges, you can look at implant design. What we do is very visual, and I think that's why it's become so popular on social media. You know, everything's popular on social media.
Yeah.
But there's positives and there's negatives in social media and dentistry, and that's all what we're going to talk about today. So, Martin, welcome. How are you?
I'm good. I'm always excited to talk about this topic because you could go 8 different directions with this one, right?
So yeah, you sure can.
Yeah.
Now, what do you think is, let's say, one of the biggest mistakes that dentists are making with social media, either what they're doing or how they're thinking about it?
I'll kind of answer both. I think comparison is the thief of joy. That's the biggest problem, I think. Looking at people's cases or their lifestyles and making judgments when you're just looking at somebody's highlight reel. And then I think the other challenge is people don't really know what they're using it for. Like, are they using it to build collegiality and thought leadership? Are they using it to build their practice? Like, what's the point of being on there, right? Mm. And so if you're going to use it from a practice building perspective, that's one standpoint. If you're going to build it from a thought leadership, that's another standpoint. Then you could argue the thought leadership can help build both. Yet by the same token, there's, for me at least, there's got to be a primary reason that you're engaged with the various platforms, particularly Instagram.
Yeah, it's a good point that you bring up. And we'll definitely talk about that first part, which is comparison is the thief of joy, because I do think that is a huge mistake that most of us are making in social media. But that second part, it's very important. And I think dentists struggle with this because there's you can be on social media and only be a consumer, right? Yep. You're not putting posts on there. You're not trying to get anything out of it besides maybe entertainment or education. But then there are those dentists that are using it to get patients. I mean, I know dentists that get 80% of their patients from social media.
Yeah.
I know people that are very successful that get 0% from social media and have very little presence. Or are you trying to use it to be a speaker, to be a researcher, to, you know, promote something that you're selling? And social media has been a big part of my career because really, Instagram kind of started right when I was getting out of school. And so it's interesting for people that have been practicing for me, like, 15, 16 years, is that was kind of the starting point. And so people that are, I would say, probably in their early 40s have had it from the beginning. And at the beginning, we didn't really know. I don't think anybody thought of it as a way to promote yourself in the first few years. Now, when we started our practice, we did make a practice Instagram, and we put a lot of effort into that. But what we found was, okay, so we had a practice Instagram, but then me and my partner Matt Najad each had our own separate personal ones. And what we found was that even though we were putting so much effort into the practice, we were getting more followers on our personal ones. And it really came down to, I think, this idea that people want to follow people and they don't usually want to follow businesses. Now, of course, there's big businesses that people want to follow, but following a dental office, even me, I would rather follow the dentist, right? And like, what's their life like? And so that is I think that is something you need to establish. You need to establish, what are you going to use Instagram for? Are you going to be a consumer? Are you going to be a consumer and a creator? And who are you trying to get? Who is your audience? Are they other dentists? Like, what's interesting is my audience has really always been other dentists, because my Instagram was very much from a speaker standpoint, from an education standpoint. The first 10 years of my Instagram, I never sold anything. I didn't have anything to sell, really. I mean, maybe it was me. I was selling me as a speaker, perhaps, but it was just education and give, 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 give. And, now I do have companies that I have equity in or am part of or am helping to promote or something like this. But it's something that we have to think about for sure. So I like that you said that. Now, do you have something to say about that, or should we keep going back to the first thing?
I just had all these visions, and this is not a criticism, so I hope nobody takes it this way. But there's a lot of like funny reels that practices have posted over the years, and they get a lot of traction. But again, what's the point, right? And so they take a lot of time. They take time out of your day. Like I think there's other ways that we can show the humanistic side of us as people without doing some kind of dance number with the team. Now,
I
that could
did just
be.
post today a video of me dancing
But that's different because it was just
to
you. I'm
the
talking
Dallas
about.
Cowboys cheerleader.
But I mean, like, having everybody involved, and it's a lot of work. And I just wonder to what end and to what purpose.
No, I think that's very important. The next thing, going back to the first topic that you mentioned, is really this idea of comparison. And I think we need to be, like, imprinted into our head that what you see on social media is not real life. Because rarely do you have the dental professionals that are posting everything positive and everything negative, or even an equal amount of positive and negative. Most people are there to show when something is good. Even me, I can think about this, like, I take a cute picture of my daughter when we're at the beach. You don't take a picture of her when she's having a meltdown, right? Now, she definitely had a meltdown the same day, but I didn't post that. And so, like, it's not real life. If you look at my Instagram and you say, wow, Kyle's kids are so well behaved, they're not. It's usually because I'm not documenting that part, even for myself.
Or you know what you made me think of too? Like even when, all of us go to conferences and stuff and we're taking all these selfies, and I think to myself, like, how many of those people that are in your selfies or that are just there are, feeling insecure or feeling socially awkward or whatever else? But it's all smiles, right?
Now, with the cases, I think it gets really bad. because you have people that only post their good cases. And I get it. If the main people you're talking to are patients, yeah, you want to show good things, right? But I would also challenge people that are doing that, because what you're going to make your patients think is that you don't make mistakes, that
Fair.
biology doesn't make mistakes, and that none of your patients make mistakes either.
Right.
And
Well,
this can be challenging to people, for people. It's a mindset thing that you have to understand, that not every patient is right for your practice.
how do you do that though? And what I mean by that is, how do you express that reality that not everything goes easily, certainly without violating HIPAA, but that's the easy part, theoretically. How do you do that?
I think this is such a great way to build trust, honestly. I think that, I did a lot of implants and surgery and stuff. So for me, it would be posting something like implant that didn't integrate. Now, notice, what did I not say? I didn't say a failed implant.
Correct.
I said an implant that didn't integrate,
Yep.
because that's what happened. And so I think posting something like that, saying, we extracted this tooth, we placed an immediate implant with a provisionalization, and unfortunately, in this patient, the body did not cooperate, and we are going to have to attempt another surgery on this one. And think of just the wording that I said.
Totally.
I didn't say failed. I didn't say the doctor did anything wrong. Saying that this just didn't work in this case.
Yeah,
And we're going to do
totally.
it again, and we're going to be able to finish it. And when you set those expectations with patients, it's funny how they see you as the expert. I used to think that if you talked about complications with someone, they see you as the novice. But they see you as someone saying, listen, I've placed 1,000 implants in my life, or in the last year. Some people, you and I know, right? I placed 1,000 implants last year, and I had 70 that didn't work. And sometimes biology just doesn't cooperate, and we can't control everything that happens once the patient leaves the chair. I think the more you do this, the more trust you build. Now, you could argue that you may have less patients that will come to see you, and that may be true. But I would say the patients that come to see you after seeing a post like that, and then 9 other posts that look great, are the patients that have realistic expectations and are going to be really great patients.
100%. I mean, you're basically filtering the market.
That's exactly right.
You know? I
But
mean,
people are scared to do that, Martin.
yeah, fair.
They're, you know, it's like, I think it's a mindset. It is an abundance mindset versus a scarcity mindset. There's a lot of scarcity mindset in the world, but especially in dentistry. Like, I don't have enough patients. I need more patients. I mean, as an example, we talk about Pearl a lot on here. It's a company that I started, an AI company. And we can look at every radiograph in the last 18 months that it's been taking at your practice and cross-reference it into your practice management system. So you can basically get an idea of w what is happening within your patient base and index it like how Google indexes the internet, so it becomes searchable. Martin, every practice that we've integrated with has had at least $1 million on their books sitting there, either unscheduled or not diagnosed. And so, as a side note, if anybody's interested in getting Pearl, go to our show notes and you'll see my special founder's discount. But this is an example that most of us are in abundance. We just don't see it.
Yeah, totally. What was I gonna say? I was gonna say something relative to this.
I know I cut you off.
No worries. But it had to do with kind of filtering the marketplace and the people that end up showing up. Oh, so Again, you just need to constantly ask yourself, okay, what's the point of this post? What am I trying to convey? What am I trying to do? So what may
This podcast is sponsored by IQBar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQBar plant protein bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ bar. Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
I mean, think of it as I had this dentist called me years ago when I was at Spear, and they were looking for some advice because they got this opportunity. Oh, that's what I was going to say. Because they got this opportunity to write for like a local publication. And I said, great, what are you going to talk about? And the answer was, oral hygiene or flossing or brushing, something hygiene related.
Okay.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
But then I asked this doc, I said, so what kind of patients do you want to treat? And they instantly answered and they said, well, implant restorative. I said, okay. So how is articles on brushing and flossing going to drive people interested in implants to your door? So again, we have to be purposeful and tactful around, or tactical, excuse me, around
Yeah.
what it is we're doing, what it is we're posting, what it is we're talking about, because those, for the individuals that are interested in those posts, those are the ones that are potentially going to email, pick up the phone, fill out an online form, whatever the case may be. So really thinking about the why around the
It's the
post is important.
intention, you know. It's what we talk about in Lightside Live. It's like, what's the intention?
Or you could even be posting around. It was a really difficult day today, and we had a patient that we just couldn't see eye to eye with. They were disrespectful to my team, and it's not something that it's not an individual that we feel like we can continue to have a relationship with. Holy smokes, what kind of message is that sent?
You're setting the boundaries. I mean, like what we talked about in our last episode, right? You're setting the boundaries, you're keeping consistency that people know how they're supposed to act when they come into your practice. I think another big problem I see with social media is dentists not supporting other dentists. And this is so hard because so much in dental social media is about clinical dentistry, of course. And I see things all the time where someone, I just saw the other day where one of my friends posted a prep of an inlay. So many comments like that should be a crown. That should be a crown. That's a crown all day. And I'm thinking like, first of all, I don't think it should be a crown. I think it was a good inlay, but I was trained by Pascal Magnier. We rarely do crowns. It's so wild that people don't understand that. There's multiple ways to do things. We were all trained differently. And honestly, like, keep your fucking mouth shut, you know? Like, it's so rude. This wasn't even my post, you know?
Not only is it rude, but if you were to say to any dentist, in any given case, in any de given decision, in any given circumstances, there's dozens, if not hundreds, of variables that would inform the ultimate decision, diagnosis, or way to pre Oh, of course. Yet we're sitting here on social media like keyboard warriors and going, "You suck. I would do this." Like, get over yourself. Like it. The level of negativity toward each other is really quite disgusting. And kudos to those who are trying to make it a little bit better, trying to kind of filter, shall we say, that negativity, whether it's like Paul Goodman or Glenn Vo and there are others. So kudos to them. But I don't even know
Well,
what to say.
one comment, and I think you saw this on our Light Side Club group chat is I made a recent post because this is being recorded in September when it's Suicide Prevention Month or Suicide Awareness Month. And I got some updated statistics on dentistry, and I'll just read them out. 44% prevalence of burnout, 37.5% of dentists have high emotional exhaustion, 17.6% have had suicidal ideation within the last year, which is astounding. 50% of dentists said that they're struggling mentally. 25% of dentists are likely to leave the profession in the next 2 years. So I made a post about this as just a way of spreading awareness. 99.9% of the comments are positive. And I don't want people to think that I'm only focusing on the negative because that's not mine and Martin's way of thinking. But I just bring it up for conversation, okay? I got this comment that said, "Poor babies having to work in a beautiful air-conditioned office, making more money than most folks, setting your own expectation or setting your own schedule, you know, something like this, right?" And it came from a dentist. And I was thinking, like, have some compassion. Like, that's great that everything's great for you. It's not like that for everybody else. And it's not like that for everyone else consistently. And
It's almost
also,
like it's almost
this
like he weaponized his own gratitude.
it's crazy. And, you know, I mean, I think if we could support each other more, I think one of the places where I see the least support, which is funny because you were just talking about people that have big Facebook groups, right? And the people that lead those Facebook groups tend to be really great people that are very supportive of our profession. But you get so many people that just want to fight on there. I mean, I had one Facebook group, I can't remember if I told you this, that I recently left because I just couldn't handle all the negativity. And it was like every time that I said something, tried to give input, tried to help somebody, it was like, oh my gosh, everyone was so mad at me about it. And I was finally like, why am I doing this? Now you have places in dentistry online where people are really supportive. And I think what's happening now is you have more people sharing their struggles and so much support around people being vulnerable. That is when dentistry wins. And I'm happy that Martin and I could contribute to making this normal. But I see it all the time now, and I'm so proud. You know, it's sad to see it more, sad to like visually see people struggling more. But so nice when you see the comments like, "You got this. I'm here for you. Message me if you need me. I've been there." You know, I think there's a big shift coming in social media too. There's been a lot of negative talk about social media for maybe the last 5 to 7 years. I really think there's a positive spin coming. And maybe that's me being, you know, looking on the positive. I think there's more vulnerability coming. And I think it's because social media became so highlight reel, so polished, so, you know, the B-roll stuff and everything was beautiful and amazing lighting. People were using professional cameras. And it's swinging back to just, hey, this is me at my worst part of the day, with my hair messed up or not wearing any makeup, or, you know, I just woke up and like, this is real life. And I think that we want that more. I think as consumers, you know, we don't want the filters anymore and we don't want this and that. Like, we just want real life.
Well, I also wonder if it's just people have just gotten tired of the negativity and they're just not putting up, choose not to put up with it anymore.
It's funny, you know, that happens to me all the time is whenever there's some big, like something that is fairly big in the world, let's say that is negative, I usually don't get it on my feed. And
Interesting.
like my wife will come to me or my parents or my mother-in-law. It's like, oh, did you see that this happened? And I'm like, no, I didn't see that. And it's like I've curated this feed over time that tends to be I'm not going to say it's all positive, but it
No.
tends to be more positive stuff, and it's stuff that I care about.
Well, I can't believe you just said that because I didn't even tell you this. I had a family member that was DMing me all these links to, a mix, mostly negative stuff. And I finally said, I wouldn't open one of them because I didn't want to train the algorithm. And finally, when I got like the third one in a day, I said, please stop sending me these. I said, I'm not clicking on them anyway, specifically because I don't want to train the algorithm to, serve me up this kind of stuff. I'll get my news in other ways. Thanks. And didn't get a response. But I'm choosing not to click on that stuff. And everybody knows that. You click on, one coat or something. And the next thing you know,
All of
all you
your own.
see for the next week is coats or cars or trips or whatever.
I've had people that I've had to say that to also. I mean, you know this about me, but I basically stay out of politics.
Yeah.
I'm not to be like, don't talk about politics, don't talk about religion, just because I don't really like politics. It doesn't really interest me much. And I had someone on Instagram who was always sending me political stuff. Always sending me political stuff. And I finally just said, please don't send me political stuff. I don't like politics. And they stopped, which was nice. But
That's
it was
great.
like, I'm not gonna look at it. Like,
Yeah,
I don't want
exactly.
that. I don't want to look at politics every day. There's some people that do and that are really interested in that, and of course they can be. But
Sure,
for me, that's
sure.
not what I'm interested in.
Yeah, agreed.
And
Exactly.
so what are some thoughts that you have with social media? How can we benefit from social media? Because it can be an incredibly positive thing.
Yeah, I think it's using it with a purpose. I think it's limiting your time on it. I think it's not starting your day with it or ending your day with it. I think it's those are some of the key factors for me.
Yeah, for me, I've gotten way more positive than negative out of social media. I have met lifelong friends through social media, and you probably have these two people that you feel like you know, and then you're friends with them for 2, 3 years, then you finally meet them at a meeting in New York or something,
Totally.
but I have friends that are like very, very dear friends to me now that I've probably met in person 3 times. Maybe,
Yeah.
you know?
Well, my river trip,
That's right.
the guide Zach, I mean, I met him on Instagram, and actually everybody on there met him through Instagram. So,
Yeah.
yeah.
And I think that, I've said for many years, and I got this quote from Willie Geller, is dentistry is about relationships. And I think if you can use dentistry, or sorry, if you can use social media to cultivate real relationships, whether that's with patients, team members, family, friends, I think that's the way to use it. And my final thought with social media is just remember that it's someone's highlight reel. Remember
Totally.
that your colleagues are not posting when their crown breaks, or when the patient doesn't want to pay, or when their hygienist doesn't show up, or when, let's say you think that they have the most beautiful kids or the prettiest spouse or the best looking this or that. They don't always look like
Yeah,
that.
it's true, it's true.
I know it's such a cliche, but it's one of these things that we just have to constantly remember. Ah,
Agreed.
oh my gosh, it looks like they're always going on vacation. Well, it's
Exactly.
because they only post when they're on vacation,
I get criticized all the time. They're like, do you eat out every day? And I'm like, no, but we post food pictures all the time. And it's kind of the way I socialize with friends. And, people say to me all the time, I can't believe you maintain your weight with as much as you go out to eat. And I'm like, it just depends on the week. Like,
You're just getting fed something that is not real life, and that's what to remember.
Correct.
But my final thought is that you can get so much out of social media. Let's take into account what Martin said, have a purpose behind it, know that it's not real life. I would say try to help others through it if you can, and you'll get a lot out of it. And you can learn a lot on social media too.
Totally.
So if this was helpful to you and you think one of your colleagues would like to hear this, send it to them. I know that when my friends send me podcast, it goes to the top of my list, and I have a long list of podcasts to listen to. Yeah. And if you're interested in anything that Martin and I do, whether it is our live speaking events, our online courses, or our Lightside Live program, you can go to wellnessanddentistry.com, go to our links, and you'll find everything you need from us there. And we hope to see you on the next episode of Wellness and Dentistry.
Bye-bye.